Let's see. Sometimes when you have rain coming up, the weather gets very gray and like you can't see very well in front of you. You have a lot of fog.
A lot of fog?
Yeah. And you might say, this morning it was very...
buggy.
Okay. Yesterday it was even...
buggier.
Okay. And... but last week was the
foggiest of all.
Okay. And if you had a long dry spell.
It's a drought.
Okay. Do you have any different words for it, for according to how long it lasted and how dry it was?
I can't think of different words for it. I think a drought is a drought.
Okay.
Or it could be a dry spell. Oh, a long dry spell. That's what you're looking for, isn't it?
Well,
whatever you found.
Yeah. That's right, exactly.
But a dry spell is...
the same thing?
Well, a dry spell doesn't do as much damage as a drought because it ends sooner. You're right. There's
okay.
a difference in duration.
Okay, well, if there hasn't been any wind and suddenly it begins to make itself felt, you might say the wind is what?
Freshening.
Okay. And when the wind begins to subside, you might say the wind is what?
The wind's gone down.
Okay. And
oh, the wind's not blowing much anymore.
Okay. If it didn't snow, but it's cold and the grass is white on top, you might say we had a what?
Frost.
Okay. And if it becomes very cold and the ground becomes stiff, you might say we had a...
freeze, or a hard freeze.
Okay. Which would be the expression for if it was... a worse one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you have any more different varieties and degrees of freezes besides those two? Just a freeze and a hard freeze.
I can't think of any.
Okay. Well, when the temperature drops below 32 degrees,
the water freezes.
Okay. And you might say last night the water in the pond
froze.
And that water hasn't what many times?
Hasn't frozen many times.
Okay. And when it freezes, if you're out of town and everything, your water pipes might
freeze or burst.
Okay. And you might say last year, several of them
burst.
Okay. And in fact, I have several times had. Well, they have several times.
What? They have burst several times.
Okay.
But you were getting an infinitive.
I asked you, have they ever? Okay, well, a very thin layer of ice, what would you call that?
Is a skim or a skin?
Okay.
Of ice.
Is there any difference in which it's
no.
Okay, and... can you name the rooms of the house you were born in? The first house.
See. I should begin with a wide front porch, sometimes called gallery because it ran all the way across the front. The front hall and the back hall and the back porch. Now the rooms on each side. Living room, dining room, pantry, kitchen, the front bedroom or the company room, nowadays called the guest room. Then bedroom, or the mama's room. And the bathroom.
Okay, that scared all of